Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it can be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, Harmonizing the Divine Melody, the Art of Sharing God's Revelations. And today's focus is sharing what God has revealed to you. In the Symphony of Faith, each believer holds a unique melody, a distinct harmony crafted through personal encounters and revelations from God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 invites us into a communal song where the word of Christ not only resonates within us, but also flows from us, enriching the collective faith journey. This act of sharing God's revelation is akin to adding our voice to the chorus, strengthening the melody of the gospel and uplifting the hearts of fellow believers. Let's explore the transformative power of sharing what God has revealed to us and how this practice fortifies the body of Christ. Our springboard for today's discussion is Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in hearts to God. Now, this verse underscores the richness of God's word living within us, a richness that is not meant to be hoarded, but shared. This sharing manifests through teaching, admonishing, and even singing, all forms of expressing the truth God has unveiled to our lives. It's a dynamic process that only declares God's revelations, but also invites others into deeper understanding and worship. By sharing what God has revealed to us, we contribute to the spiritual growth of the community, weaving our individual insights into the broader tapestry of God's kingdom. A little focus training. Number one, immerse yourself in the Word. To share Christ's Word, you must first let it dwell within you. Commit to regular study and meditation on Scripture. Number two, cultivate a sharing mindset. Approach your daily interactions with the intention to share what God is teaching you. Be on the lookout for opportunities to encourage or instruct others in love. Number three, embrace vulnerability. Sharing personal revelations requires openness, letting others see how God's word has impacted you and you can inspire them to seek Him more deeply. Number four, practice active listening. Effective sharing is a two-way street. Listen attentively to others, understanding their struggles and victories, and to share relevant insights that God has given you. Number five, develop your testimony. Be ready to articulate how God's word has transformed your life. A well-crafted testimony can be a powerful tool in sharing God's revelations. Number six, engage in community. Join Bible studies, small groups, or ministry teams where the sharing of God's revelations is encouraged and practiced. Finally, number seven, pray for guidance. Before sharing, ask God for wisdom and the right words to say. The Holy Spirit can direct your sharing to be both timely and impactful. And in conclusion, the sharing of God's revelations is not just an individual act of faithfulness. It's a crucial component of communal worship and growth. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 calls us to a life where God's word not only transforms us individually, but also serves as a beacon of wisdom, encouragement, and strength to others. As we let the word of Christ dwell in us richly and share it generously, we participate in the beautiful chorus of God's people, singing His praises and declaring His truth to the world. Now, today's call to action: identify one revelation God has given you and share it with someone in your community. It could be a word of encouragement, a biblical insight, or a testimony of God's faithfulness. Observe how this act of sharing not only blesses others, but also enriches your own faith. And today's question of the day: what has God revealed to you recently that could encourage or instruct someone else in your life. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the revelations you share with us through your word. Help us to let these truths dwell in us richly and equip us to share them with others. May our sharing build up the body of Christ, encourage our fellow believers, and spread the message of your love and wisdom. Give us courage and discernment to share your revelations with others that glorifies you and draws others close to you. In Jesus' name, amen. As we move forward, may we do so with open hearts and open hands, eager to share the riches of God's revelations. Let our words and lives be a testament to the transformative power of His Word, creating ripples of faith and hope that touches the lives of those around us.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myarch2b.com. That's www.myarch2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.